And I'd like now to welcome Kate Nelson. She's with the New Mexico History Museum. She is with us here very often speaking of the arts on Friday. Welcome, Kate.
Good morning.
How were the roads?
Pretty icy out there. I walked over to hear from the train station and only fell once. Other people had a similar experience. It's icy under that snow, everyone, so plan a little extra time. Slow down, stay off the phone while you're driving, and let's all get to where we're going safely today.
Yes, indeed. And let's still talk about what's going to happen in Santa Fe and surrounding areas this weekend.
I'm actually startled at how much there is to do. I figured we'd all go to sleep after the holidays. Tonight is the premiere of a wonderful program from Performance Santa Fe, The Pirates of Penzance, over at the Scottish Rite Masonic Center. Kids from the epic artists, the youthful performers, will be putting this on along with opera stars from Fort Worth Opera Studio and a chamber orchestra. It's geared toward the first-time opera goer and very family-friendly, so family-friendly that it's free to go to it, but you need reservations. The number to call for the reservations is 984-8759. There's a performance tonight at 7 p.m., and then 4 p.m. performances at both Saturday and Sunday.
Excellent. And let's see. We have something going on, a charity drive for the Food Depot. And it's written in very small print, so let me try to explain
this. Oh, dear.
The new, not that anyone cares, but the new operating system on Apple makes your emails so minuscule that you can't read them.
And for this reason, I will stick with the PC.
Yeah, well, Apple seems to be going down the tubes, which I hate to say. But anyway, I got something from... Well, I'm coming back to that in a few minutes. Let's talk about Serenata of Santa Fe presenting a musical offering by Johann Sebastian Bach, Stephen Redfield, and Phoenix Avalon on violins, Carol Redman on flute, Mary Springfell's viola da gamba, and Kathleen McIntosh on harpsichord. That's this Sunday, the 10th of January at 3 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church. For more information, serenataofsantafe.org or 505-989-7988.
Get a nice classical music warm-up tonight, 5:30 p.m., free performance at the First Presbyterian Church on Grant Avenue. It's the Black Mesa Quintet. It's a brass quintet. They're offering works by English Renaissance composer Anthony Holborn, opera all-star Georges Bizet, and jazz luminary Dizzy Gillespie, among others. So two trumpets, a horn, trombone, and tuba. Doors are open to all. Donations are appreciated. Black Mesa Brass Quintet tonight.
There is a women's circle honoring the aging process, a group for women 50-ish plus, Sunday, January 10th from 3 to 4 at the community room at Montañita Co-op in Santa Fe. No fee, donations accepted. For more information, 955-0873.
We've got a couple of things going on with our state museums this weekend. On Saturday at 11 a.m. at the New Mexico Museum of Art, three artists will be speaking on In Conversation, Looking Forward, Looking Back. Ligia Bouton, I hope I pronounced that name right, Angela Ellsworth, and Nicole Hebron have work in the exhibit, Looking Forward, Looking Back, and they're going to talk about their own work, pioneering women artists, gender equality, and gender opportunity in the arts. That's a free conversation at the New Mexico Museum of Art. Over at the History Museum, this Sunday is the very last day to see our pinhole photography exhibit. If you haven't been to see Poetics of Light, or if you want to get one final look at it, it's pretty mind-blowing. I was amazed at the history of pinhole and what modern-day photographers are doing with the technology. Admission is free on Sundays to New Mexicans, so you can make this a cheap date afternoon. The New Mexico History Museum will be open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
And on Thursday, January 14th at 7 o'clock, at the San Miguel Chapel here in Santa Fe, a voice and violin music of Holst and Beams, Tara Kozin on vocals, Benjamin Beams on violin, and it's not very expensive to go. For more information, you can call 995-1111.
I have a very soft spot in my heart for the Espanola Valley Fiber Arts Center and what they're doing to revive the textile heritage of northern New Mexico. They've done a collaboration with the Mesa Prieta Petroglyph Project to do a weaving interpretation of the archaeological treasures in the Rio Grande Valley. And their exhibit, Fiber Rocks, is at El Museo Cultural de Santa Fe, opening today, and it'll be there through February 14th. I haven't seen it yet. I'm excited to see what they're doing with not only weaving, but they have this gigantic felting machine up in the Fiber Arts Center there, and there's such cool things happening these days with wool and felting and weaving and everything. Go over to El Museo Cultural to see it.
Excellent. And Journey Santa Fe has an event every Sunday at 11 o'clock in the morning at Collected Works Bookstore. And this Sunday, it's Stopping the Bullet, Addressing Gun Violence in New Mexico as a Public Health Epidemic with Miranda Viscoli and Dr. Jim Webster. And the host is Alan Weber. So if you are interested in that topic, definitely make your way over there. And also, that's next week, never mind.
On Saturday at 3 p.m., there's another book signing at the Photo Eye Bookstore on Garcia Street. Kaylin Devaney, who I used to work with at the Albuquerque Tribune, has done a photographic essay on the Cinderella-style houses in the other Bellama, the Bellama neighborhood in Albuquerque, including the Princess Jean neighborhood. And the book is called All You Can Lose Is Your Heart. And my dear friend Hank Stuver wrote the foreword for it. And Kaylin's a wonderful photographer. She'll be here in person all the way from, I think she lives in Ireland now, 3 p.m. Saturday at Photo Eye Bookstore.
And you just gave the one about the Mesa Prieta Petroglyph Project?
Yes, okay. Yeah.
All right. there is an event that's happening. So I got a note from Alicia Shaw saying that they're sharing a warehouse space on Center Drive off of Airport with musicians and artists, and they're trying to figure out a name for the space. And meanwhile, they're inviting people to come and visit the space on Sunday, January 10th at 7:30 in the evening, a triple bill featuring Mega Bog from Seattle, Flamingo Pink, and Grisha Krivchinya from Santa Fe. Great music. And if you want more information, let's see if there's a number that you can call. She wrote me three emails. I'm not sure if there's a number you can call, but it's 1520 Center Drive, number 2. So check it out. Sounds like a very kind of homegrown kind of space and good stuff.
IAA's Arts Writers Festival is continuing today through tomorrow. Tonight at 6 p.m., there are free readings by visiting authors Cynthia Cruz, David Truer, and Elisa Washuta. And then there'll be sophomore MFA student readings after that. Tomorrow, Saturday at 6 p.m., Joy Harjo, Natalie Diaz, and Pam Houston, three heavy hitters. It's all out at the IAIA campus. If you go to IAIA.edu, you can fish around and get all the details on it. What a neat event they've put together for this.
Another event, Sunday, January 10th at 1 o'clock, Muslim Women Speak. And it's for people to come and ask questions, listen, and learn, coming together in peace at the forum at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design at 1600 St. Michael's Drive. It's free admission. It's open to all. For more information, 982-9248.
This is such a neat event. Judith Fine has been working really hard on that, and kudos to her for it. On Monday evening, there's a Southwest Seminars lecture on Zuni Origin and Migration, an Anthropological Perspective. TJ Ferguson of the University of Arizona will be speaking. The phone number to call on this is 466-2775, or just go to southwestseminars.org. These are always worth hitting. This week's is in the New Mexico room at La Fonda.
And this Friday, that's tonight, at El Maison, Dave Anderson will be playing. He'll be the featured artist. And there's no cover charge. Recommendations are recommended. So if you want to go hear some great jazz, Chispa, the Tapas Bar at El Maison. For more information, 983-6756.
And then go hit the flamenco show up at the Folk Art Museum, where there's some incredible interactives to take part in. This Wednesday, we have a Brain Power and Brown Bags lecture at the History Museum. François-Marie Patourny will be speaking, and forgive me again for butchering names on this, he'll be speaking on the French in New Mexico. He's been researching the history of French people here. We all know Bishop Lamy, but Larchebec was a French explorer who ended up intersecting with the Spanish colonists and was here from the very early days. Lots of French trappers and mountain men. He is, François-Marie is working on a book about that, and he'll be speaking on some of the research that he's done. It's at noon at the History Museum, and it's as free as can be.
Excellent. Georgia O'Keeffe landscape tours are offered year-round at Ghost Ranch, which probably many of you didn't know. I certainly didn't. The Ghost Ranch Retreat Center, Educational Retreat Center in Albuquerque, is is offering these tours of about an hour and 20 minutes, and they are they're happening all the time, weather permitting, on Thursdays, Fridays, and Sundays. So if you want more information, you can call 505-685-1000. You can also go to ghostranch.org.
Boy, take your camera, especially this time of year. It must be gorgeous up there. If you have a hankering to go up to Taos, this week on, Saturday at 10 a.m., Something in the Aria, Passion, Predicament, Revenge. At the Harwood Museum of Art, this is a musically illustrated presentation by Oliver Présent of the Santa Fe Community Orchestra. You will need a ticket for that, so call the Harwood Museum box office at 575-758-9826. On Wednesday evening at 7 p.m., they'll have the Somos 2016 Winter Writers Series with readings by Sherwin Bitsui and Anita Rodriguez. And again, you'll need a ticket for that, so call ahead.
On January 9th, which is, tomorrow, from 11 to 1, there is an event called In Conversation, Looking Forward, Looking Back at New Mexico Museum of Art. Three women artists whose work is featured in the exhibition by that name will engage in a socially relevant creative conversation as they reflect on their own work, pioneering women artists, gender equality, and opportunity in the arts. The artists are Angela Ellsworth, Nicole Hebron, and Licia Bouton, Anyway, so for more information, nmartmuseum.org, and it's free with museum admission.
On Tuesday evening, at the George O'Keeffe Museum Education Annex, we're having a special event, Santa Fe Science Cafe for Young Thinkers. This is a great one for kids, young people aged 13 to 19. Chris Forsyth, who is a former Sandia National Labs guy, will be talking about the application of brain science to everyday life at 6 p.m. I kind of want to go to that. It's free if you go to sfafs.org or call 603-7468. You'll get all the information you need on that. It's at the Museum Education Annex over on Grand Avenue.
And with any luck, you will also hear him on the Radio Cafe.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
That's a great topic.
Yeah. Okay. It is time.
Kitty, kitty.
For Cat of the Week. And big kudos to Valerie over at Felines and Friends, who sends me a thing on the cats every single week. And a lot of other animal people have tried to do other animals of the week. And you're welcome to do so, ladies and gentlemen. We can have rabbit of the week, dog of the week, horse of the week.
Puppy of the week.
Puppy of the week. But we have cat of the week. And this featured cat this week is Midnight. Mm. She can be a bit reserved, but she is very sweet and affectionate. She likes one-on-one attention while sitting on a lap. Midnight would get along with a small, gentle dog, but would probably be happiest as the only cat. She's an American short hair with short black coat and short round face. And she's about a six-year-old kitty. So if you would like to adopt her, please call 316-2281. You can email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com, and you can view him and all the other kitties available for adoption at fnfnm.org.
Dare I ask, is Midnight a black cat?
Yes.
Good. Like black cats a lot. Saturday. This sounds like right up your alley, Mary Charlotte. I'm not sure if it's at the library or at the Arroyo Coffee Bar on Water Street. I have it two different places. The Joyce Group of Santa Fe gets together weekly to discuss the works of James Joyce with renowned Joyce scholar Adam Harvey.
Yay!
So find out the correct location. I had it in one publication at the public library, and the other it says the Arroyo Coffee Bar on Water Street. Call this number, 955-6780. It's 10 a.m. every Saturday.
Excellent. And at the CCA Cinematheque, there are all kinds of movies. We heard in the first segment about Hitchcock Truffaut, which is a documentary about this great conversation between these two filmmakers. I found it fascinating that the filmmaker of this documentary said that basically Truffaut invited Hitchcock for conversation because he was so tired of people asking him, the filmmaker Truffaut, why on earth do you admire Alfred Hitchcock?
Oh, interesting.
And he would spend all this time explaining it because he was really considered a genre filmmaker, like
right.
A suspense, like a thriller filmmaker kind of. And his reputation was really elevated by the book that came out of this conversation between Hitchcock and Truffaut. Anyway, this wonderful gentleman made a movie out of it, and it's playing at the CCA, along with a lot of other good movies. The exhibition on screen series continues with Matisse, which my lovely mother saw last week and loved it. There's Macbeth, which is, I mean, there's a lot of movies made about Shakespeare, but this one's supposed to be particularly good. Michael Fassbender and Marianne Cotillard
yes.
Are in Macbeth. Heart of a Dog by Laurie Anderson.
Yay.
And The Passionate Thief, whose tagline seems to be more fun than La Dolce Vita. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all at the CCA.
This Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. over at Warehouse 21, there's an important workshop going on for young people called Your Voice Has Power. It's addressing the justice system and the mass incarceration and money-corrupting public corrections programs. Local Quakers are organizing this workshop on how to advocate for better policies. They'll do a three-hour session on Saturday and then can join in visits to the offices of our local congressional delegation on Monday. It is open to all, but the organizers are very interested in young adults coming, especially those who've had personal experiences with incarceration. It's over at Warehouse 21, 1 to 4 p.m. on Saturday. Here's a phone number, 989-4423, and of course it's free.
At the Jean Cocteau, there is a Quentin Tarantino film called The Hateful Eight, and it is screening all through the weekend. It's the only film that I see on their schedule here. That may not be true, but it has a lot of screenings. So if you like Quentin Tarantino, definitely check out the Jean Cocteau this weekend.
On Monday, down in Albuquerque at the National Hispanic Cultural Center, the Dave Rawlings Machine and Gillian Welch are performing their fabulous Americana music. It's at 8 p.m. I think tickets are still available because they're still advertising it. If you go to the National Hispanic Cultural Center box office at nationalhispaniccenter.org, you can snap one up. It starts at 8 p.m. on Monday, which for those of us who get up at 4 in the morning sounds ungodly.
Undoggly.
Undoggly. That's better.
Do you get up at 4 in the morning to work?
So I can work out before I come to work, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. 4 in the morning, I mean, to me that's more like a bedtime in theory.
I know. It feels like I'm one of the mole people sometimes.
Oh, my goodness. There's a bunch of movies happening at the Screen here in Santa Fe, wonderful place to watch movies. Thebes is set in the Ottoman province of Hejaz during World War I, where a young Bedouin boy has a coming-of-age saga there. Movie called The Pearl Button, which is, I don't know exactly what this film is about, but anyway, it's about Chile, and it's about pearls. It is about the ocean. You can find out more information at thescreensf.org. They are screening a movie called Flowers, which is a movie about a woman whose life takes a turn when a bouquet of flowers is delivered to her house every week at the same time and always anonymously.
That would creep me out.
You know? Many years ago, when I first started doing this show, somebody left versions of roses on this table. Four different times. One was a picture of a rose, one was a rose, one was a collage of a rose, and then it finally came with a note saying, I won't do this anymore. And I never found out who it was.
Huh.
And the guys at the baking company knew and they wouldn't tell me.
Oh.
They probably forgot now, so it's completely lost. Whoever you are, send me an email. Anyway.
Or roses.
Or nothing. Or have a nice new year. And the last thing at the screen is Bolshoi Ballet, The Lady of the Camellias.
Mm.
And that's on Sunday at 11:15 a.m.
We love books and we love writers, but we wouldn't have either without readers. If one of your New Year's aims is to contribute more to the community, several groups are looking for literacy volunteers. Communities and Schools New Mexico will do training for working in the schools, and the Literacy Volunteers of Santa Fe will train you to tutor adults. And there's a listing in today's Pasatiempo. Go back into the calendar section, you'll see it there.
So it's just about time to go. Kate Nelson is with the New Mexico History Museum, and she braved the elements to make it here today. And I so appreciate your spending the time with us.
It's always a pleasure.
It's always a pleasure, but it's not always a sacrifice.
That's true.
Anyway, I'm wishing everybody a very happy weekend, and stay away from those cold and bronchial infections, because they're not happy making. Anyway, you've been listening, and what I have found with these cold and bronchial infections is there's actually nothing that works to make them better.
Rest.
Yeah, rest, sleep. Okay, you've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services, and thanks to our webmasters at studiox.com. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe and on Twitter at radiocafemc, although I have not been tweeting because my young tweeter is out of town for several weeks. But anyway, stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's fabulous news team, and after that, jazz.